Hello, and welcome to the SSS for Success Simplified Social Media Solutions podcast. A few years ago, I was asked to put together a piece that ultimately was titled 10 Things College Students Need to Know About Social Media. Today, when I go back and I revisit that piece, I see that much of the information is still relevant, so I wanted to bring up this topic again and add a few extra tips. So now, I'll present 12 things that college students need to know about social media. So, as you know, social media is a great way to connect with family and friends and get connected with new people while expanding your long-term professional opportunities. So, here are 12 tips that I have for college students. First, be friendly, look around, and stay engaged. Do a little bit of research and watch how people interact with others, then jump in and join the conversation. Comment on blogs, make at replies on Twitter, introduce yourself to someone on Facebook, follow interesting folks on Instagram, Pinterest, and Tumblr based on the topics that you like, and then when you speak to someone, say hi, insert their first name or username, and mention something that is an area of interest for them and highlight your mutual interest. Remember, most people's favorite word is their own name, and their favorite topic is themselves. Tip number two, choose your network and your friends wisely. While it's great to connect with people and actively engage with them, know that everyone isn't going to be your friend, nor is their worth to your network the same. Don't just add friends to get a huge amount of friends or followers on your list. Work on having connections that matter and make the investment in your network by choosing your members wisely. Plus, currently, it looks as though there's going to be some long-term benefit to doing this because some companies are using your social networks to determine your creditworthiness based on your friends' payment histories. Tip number three, follow up. Your word is your bond, even in social media. If you say you're going to do something, do it. If you can't meet a deadline, if you can't make an appointment, or if you can't keep a prior appointment, let people know that in advance. If someone says that they're going to get back in touch with you, or that they'd like for you to get back in touch with them at a later date, send a reminder and follow up to make sure that you don't get displaced from someone else's busy schedule. Tip four, apply the front page of the newspaper test. Now, I know that the concept of newspapers and the physical front pages of them is becoming an antiquated idea, but the concept of the public eye is not. Though the throng of reality TV shows would have you believe otherwise, all news is not good news. Before you publish something online to a social media network, think, what would my mom, dad, or loved one, whose opinion I really respect, think if they saw this? Also, it's not a bad idea to ask yourself, what would this look like if it were broadcast to the world? If it's something that can be taken out of context or make you look bad to potential employers or clients, think again about posting it. Know that nothing is private if you put it out there, regardless of whatever safety controls are being offered by various networks. If it's out there, it can be linked. So if you don't want everyone to know something, don't post it. Tip number five. Google yourself and protect your reputation. Censor yourself and edit as necessary. Consider the fact that everything you do, say, or upload to the internet can be archived and potentially displayed in perpetuity, or forever. So, remember that when you upload content and make comments. Google yourself at least once a month and see what others are able to find out about you. You can use Google Alerts to monitor your name on the web, and they'll even send you email alerts anytime your name shows up in a search result. Tip number six, take control of your personal brand. Purchase your name as a domain name now if it's available, and stake your name on various social networks. Get control of the information that's on the web about you, and do that by strategically posting comments on blogs and engaging in online communities, and really being mindful of what people can find out about you when they do a basic Google search. As time progresses, and you work on making more of a name for yourself down the road, you'll appreciate having been proactive about your personal brand and the image that you project in the online world. FYI, social mention, when it actually is working. Works the same as Google Alerts, except it searches your name across the social web. Tip number 7, promote yourself and others. You can start a blog using your own domain name. You can start building your personal brand early. Start with a nice smiling photo of yourself, lots of information about who you are on your about page, in addition to highlighting what's the best way for people to get in touch with you. You can do a Twitter search for a topic that's of interest for you, and then find like-minded people who are into what you're into. Join online communities, comment on their blogs. When you see something that you like, promote it and tell everyone that you love it. This is a good way to help build up a rapport with various people across various networks because, as I mentioned, most people are really into themselves. And if you promote them, you'll find out that eventually they'll start paying attention to you and maybe want to promote you as well. Tip number 8, get LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a great resource and provides a vast professional network that can mean job opportunities, internships, mentoring, career advice, and entrepreneurial opportunities. Fill out your profile with future-oriented language, highlighting how your past experience has prepared you for future successes. Join LinkedIn groups and send personal messages when you invite people to your network. Put a little effort and show that you know a little bit about the person and highlight some of your interests. One of the things I hate on LinkedIn is when I just get the basic, "Hi, I want to add you to my network" message, because it says to me that the person really isn't that into connecting with me. They're just, you know, putting in the standard, you know, text that LinkedIn gives, and they're not really interested in connecting. So one of the things that I like is when I can tell that someone is really trying to make a connection, and you can do that by personalizing the message that you send to ask to be added to someone's network or become a connection. Tip number 9, be flexibly adaptive. As soon as you master one social media platform, it surely is going to change. So continue to learn and survey the landscape of the new developments that are happening in social media. Find out what others are using and why they like it, and always be willing to try new things. Tip number 10, don't rely on reputation management services. Over the past few years, I've seen a surge in the number of companies and subsequent web and TV ads promoting reputation management services. Now, I admit, I haven't tried any of them, but the basic premise of how they work seem flawed, as they aren't doing anything that ultimately you can't do yourself with a little bit of time and research. I wouldn't pay someone thousands of dollars for whatever services they're offering. Also, as I watch a lot of these commercials, most of the companies really do seem to come across as wolves in sheep's clothing, preying on people that don't know much about technology, and for those for whom reputation management services sounds like it could be offering a good deal. But okay, before I get off on a tangent, let me reiterate my point. Don't rely on a reputation management company to correct any past mistakes you've made online, because, for the most part, deleting things from the web isn't really effective. It's likely that it's been archived, saved, documented, or even screen capped by someone. Thus, be wary of companies that are offering to improve your reputation, especially since some of them are suffering from black eyes to their own reputation. Tip number 11, learn the networks and use them to your advantage. The great thing about social media is that it's flourished over the last couple of years, and it's easier for you to find your niche and for others to find, you know, what it is that you like. In fact, as social media has started to mature, you can actually see which networks are best for the things that you're seeking to accomplish. For instance, Facebook has a tendency to be people that you already know or are connected to through some real-world connection, like people that you know from a past school, church, or job-related activity. Twitter, on the other hand, is filled with celebrities and people all around the globe that are interested in connecting in real time. LinkedIn is more professionally focused, as its users tend to be business-oriented in their interactions and connections. And Pinterest, Tumblr, and Instagram are very popular with the creative arts crowd, as Pinterest attracts people that are into pictures and collages. Tumblr works to be the be-all for shared media content, and Instagram continues expanding its reach, moving from pictures into video. In all, each network, and of course there are more than just those, but those are just a few that I'll highlight, they have their own audiences and people that gravitate towards them. The best advice here would be to note what interests you and then figure out which network is going to be the best tool for connecting you with other like-minded folks. And tip number 12, think long term. College is 4 to 6 years of fun and learning. But don't forget to keep your end goal of being prepared to handle all of the responsibilities of adult life in mind as you make your decisions. Make social media choices that years from now you can look back on with a fun and familiar grin instead of a shameful chagrin. Hopefully, this information is useful to you. Let me know what you think, or if you have any other tips for things you can do to continue to look professional in the online arena. You can let me know by stopping by our blog at sss4success.com and leaving a comment there. Visit our website, fill out our contact form if you want to get in touch with me that way. You can also follow our automated Twitter stream at Twitter at sss4success, or you can connect with me directly at kendracotton.com. That's kindracotton.com. Have a great day.